Democrat Party in Limbo as Biden Presser Buys Him Breathing Room. By Nick Gilbertson on July 11, 2024. The Democrat Party is left in limbo as President Joe Biden's NATO press conference avoided total disaster despite several gaffes. And it could stave off internal efforts among Democrats to remove him as the nominee in the immediate future. One Democrat source told Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich that Biden's performance Thursday was the worst possible outcome, as fears mount about Biden destroying the hopes of down-ballot Democrats in his wake. The source quipped in a follow-up that it was the worst possible result unless you are Hunter and need a pardon. Heinrich responded, "Because it prolongs him stepping down?" "Yep," the source texted back. Biden's former White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said on MSNBC that she thinks the press conference gave Biden's campaign more time, which for the campaign is a win. "It doesn't mean it's a win for the process because this purgatory and this in-between is a real challenge, and the uncertainty is what's a challenge for down-ballot candidates," she added. Indeed, especially vulnerable Democrats, like Senators John Tester, D. Mount, and Sherrod Brown, D.O., who are running for re-election in red states, have come under intense scrutiny regarding where they stand in their support of Biden after the debate. Though Biden steered clear of a disastrous performance like in the debate, he still had several gaffes throughout his remarks and the press conference. At the beginning of his remarks, and hours after he introduced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin before correcting himself, Biden erroneously called former President Donald Trump his vice president, evoking a visceral reaction from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. "Watch, President Putin? Watch Biden's epic fail trying to introduce Ukraine's Zelensky. I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president did I think she was not qualified to be president," Biden said, forcing Blinken to either immediately close his eyes or dart them to the floor. Two seats over, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan placed his hand over his mouth and massaged his chin after the remark. The speech comes hours after CBS News reported dozens of Senate Democrats and House members were expected over the next 48 hours to issue statements calling for President Biden to step out of the race, citing four Democrat sources with knowledge.